Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships: The Good and the Messy. Welcome back, everyone. I feel like it's been a long while since I've been on here. I have had the flu and I was literally bedridden for a couple of weeks, so have not been on here. But I'm back and I am sharing with you today, again, another very important message. And it's going to be around narcissistic abuse and a little bit of follow-on from what I spoke about in the last episode, and giving you some of what a narcissist will do, or once you make that decision, you are done, that you are out of there. Now, as I said in the last episode, you can't have a normal breakup. When I say normal, breaking up's never easy. It's always difficult, right? But when you're in a so-called normal relationship, you break up, you have conversations, you're able to plan what the next step is, and there is, you know, mutual respect that it's not working, and so this is what needs to happen. When you break up with a narcissist, it's nothing like that, because remember, there it's all about them having full control, right? That's what it's all about. They want to always have control of the relationship, so it's a case of planning, making sure you've got things lined up so that when you leave that relationship, you know what you're doing, because it can be incredibly difficult walking away. And this is why we tend to opt back into the relationship time and time again, because of certain patterns that happen once we make that decision to leave the relationship. I know for me, I broke up with my narcissist many times, and I got hooked back, right back in, so many times. So I want to share with you today 5 points that you'll find will happen once you make that decision to walk away. So the first thing that you may notice is when that your narcissistic partner knows that you're, you know, leaving or planning on leaving, is often that they begin to give you these false promises, and they begin to almost have these, like, they're upset, they're emotional, and they're basically behaving as though they're so devastated that you could be leaving this relationship, even though the whole relationship has been super controlling. They've shown you time and time again that, you know, they're not there for you in the way you need, etc. When they feel like you're walking away, there is definitely that part of them that does this whole crocodile tears, this whole, you know, promise you this, I promise I'll go and get some help, I promise you, you know, I'll sort this out. And it's so convincing. This happened to me so many times, you know, especially when we weren't living together, and I would say, that's it, I'm done, I'm not doing this anymore. The next thing, he would show up and he would say, look, Sally, I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry about this. I'm going to get the help. You're right. And they're not saying this. He wasn't saying that because he cared so much about me. It was more about him and his supply, his need. He was saying and doing whatever he needed so I would hook back into the relationship. And I can honestly say I did. I fell for it. Time and time and time again, I believed what he was saying because he was so convincing. So that's the first thing to be aware of, that they will put on the big, you know, I'm sorry, I promise I'll work on myself, I'll get the help, babe, I can't lose you, right? So be aware that's going to happen. The next thing that can happen, however, because what tends to happen is if that doesn't work as well, and you're sort of not buying into it as much, and you're saying, you're still acting sort of distant, and he knows that, right? He will say he can turn nasty, and he will basically, and this has happened to me as well, very often say, you know what? I was going to be ending it with you anyway, because you're just a nightmare. You're so difficult. So they do this because they want control. They want you to second guess yourself as well. And they want you to basically feel uncertain and
not know what's going on, by them sort of pulling, basically pulling back and saying, you know what, I don't want you anyway. I was making this decision way before you were. It can actually sort of throw us off guard. If you've gotten to a place where you're so done, that may not work for you, and yay. But I know for me, in when I was trying to leave those relationships early on, I would be devastated when that person would say to me that they found someone else, or they were going to end, they were ending it anyway. I would think, what, you're ending it? Why? And I'd almost try and convince them, wait a minute, I'm the one that's ending it. What are you doing? And then I'd find myself wanting to hold on to that person. I mean, this is how crazy it gets, right? Because what, you don't want me? And that activates our own inner child again, even though we've done some work on ourselves. It's like, oh my God, maybe I don't want this after all. He doesn't want me. And we start almost grasping. Know that this is part of the cycle. Know this still means it's not right for you. And the only reason he's saying that is to get you to hook back in, right? That's why he's doing that, saying that. I was going to end it anyway, you know? And we all know that, no, he was going to keep going the way he was for as long as he got what he wanted. So remind yourself that that is not, don't go there, don't react to it. Just literally, okay then, just say nothing, all right? The next thing that can happen though, again, this is kind of like a sort of cycle that happens, is if that doesn't work, or if you're just keeping, you know, sort of focused on where you're needing to be out of this relationship, and they can sense that, you know, you're still proceeding forwards and they're not, and they're losing control, they can tend to begin to like really put pressure on and harass you in a way. Things, it can be things like, oh my God, why are you doing this? You know, we have something great here. Look at yourself. And it's almost like that, not that they're begging for you to stay or nothing like that, but it's almost like a sort of a feeling that they're sort of stalking you. They're sort of on you. They're kind of like just really harassing you to basically stay and do what they want. And they pull out all the stops at this time, right? This is a very confusing time again. I've been in this phase as well, obviously, because you didn't fall for the crocodile tears, right? You didn't fall for the initial, you know, I'm going to change, because you know they don't, right? And here they are now. And then you've seen them get angry again and become, oh, I was going to end it with you anyway. So you've, oh, here's, you know, you're aware that there's a pattern. But when this part of the cycle comes up and they're like really sort of going harder at it to get you back, to get their supply back, to get them to do what you want, this is where it can be really a slippery slope, because you start thinking, oh my God, maybe he really is going to change then. And maybe he really is aware that, you know, this really is going to be over. And so that can be a very, very precarious time in your decisions and where you're going, because I know I got to that phase many times. I got to know his whole, I'm going to change, I'll do this. I got to know he'd then get angry because I wouldn't do what he wanted. But when it would get to this part, when this is, I would think, oh my God, I think he is making changes this time. I think he is really getting it this time. He is improving. He's even saying he's getting therapy. I'd actually buy into that because it was so convincing. And like I say, you got to be super, super careful at this point. So be aware. That's another thing that can happen. The next thing that can happen, and this is like 100%, you know you're making progress, but it's also an incredibly difficult part of the cycle out. They really want to punish you, right? They will do whatever they can to make it difficult for you in moving forward. So, for example, if you're moving out of the house, for example, they will say you can't take any of that, of your furniture. That's mine. You're not having this. You're not going to have that. No, you're not taking the pet. That's mine. And they'll literally do whatever they can to hurt you. Like, it's like this punishment. Whatever they know hurts you, they will do. They will do what I remember with my ex. Like, it was so crazy. It was like, you're not taking that couch. I bought that. And I say, well, no, I actually did buy that. He says, no, I put in more money than you did, so I'm keeping that. And then and it was everything. It was like, you're not having that either. You've not done this. And it was just like really just awful. Like every single thing. It was just like making everything so difficult for me to move forward, just this punishment thing. And whatever it is that they know will hurt you, they'll do it. They'll pull out all the stops, you know, just to make everything difficult. So know that they become very vicious. They become really nasty, and they'll do whatever they can to punish you. Again, this is why it's really important to have your steps lined up after when you've made this decision to walk away, so you can just move out as quickly as possible, right? And you've almost like you're planning in them. I remember thinking in my case, you know, it's literally like the middle of the night I'm moving because I just want to be gone. Because the whole experience of dealing with that whole, you know, control and punishment was just, you know, I was done with it. So be aware that that can happen, my loves. And the next point, and look, this is a very classic one, is they will find someone so quickly after you to replace you, and they will usually throw it in your face. And I remember in my situation, I had two back-to-back narcissistic relationships, so it was one of these relationships I had. Obviously didn't learn my lesson the first time round, so I went right back into another one. But I remember he said to me, before I'd even moved out, he basically said, well, I've met someone anyway. And he basically told me how wonderful she was. And he met this great person, and how she was so much better than I was, and how she understood him. And it was just like, okay. But because in my situation at that time, I was so done with him, I had no kind of like emotional reaction. But I know in some situations when you're leaving a narcissistic relationship, there's still a lot of emotional connection to that person. You're leaving because you want to, but you still got all the emotional attachments. And so when they say that, it's so painful. It just hurts to the core, right? Your inner child. Again, remind yourself that big picture, you are going to be free. And at the end of the day, even if you feel angry about that new person coming on the scene in his life, the best way to see it is have compassion for that person, because my God, you're free of him, right? I'm using the word him because obviously I'm talking from my personal experience and the majority of my audience is female, but it can be the other way around, of course, in situations with narcissistic relationships. But yes, remind yourself that, of course, he's going to find someone. Healthy people take time to heal and get over people, right? But a narcissist can move on and find a replacement super quickly, right? And they tend to do it very fast. So don't be alarmed by he's got someone else, he's got this. Just be glad that it isn't you, because you're free, okay? As difficult as that seems, trust me, my loves, I'm telling you now, it's a blessing. It is a blessing that you are free of it, and just learn from it so you don't opt back into another relationship, which is why I've got my programs, which you need to DM me about, my one-to-one coaching programs, which is all around healing, so you don't end up in these cycles again. And the last and final step I want to talk to you about today is just, like I said in the last podcast, actually, you really have got to be in a place where you are prepared and ready to just go and have a system in place, because their response, you know, obviously if he's saying he's met someone, he will be acting like he's so done, and maybe he is, because when they do get a replacement, they do tend to just, you know, they can sort of switch off and leave you alone, which is a great thing. But be prepared that there may be difficulty. And if you have children with this narcissist, I know it makes it a little bit more difficult. But again, it's about having those emotional boundaries. It's about knowing what is and isn't okay, and to not be manipulated and pulled back into the whole situation again, and learning to inject your emotional boundaries, learning to, you know, heal that inner child of yours, and to keep yourself in a good place is so important on this journey. It is, you must do the inner work. You must do that healing, because as you empower yourself, you're in a position where you can say no more, right? You know what is and isn't okay. And the more you love yourself, the more you reparent that inner child, the easier it is to just walk away, step away, and never opt back into those situations again. And that's why I always say, you know, breaking out the wide awake chapter, as my programs are under the umbrella of, it's about waking up. It's about totally healing. So let me just recap those steps again, those things that you may find if you've made a decision to walk away from a narcissist. What you may find is your narcissistic partner gives you all these false promises and hopes and says, oh my gosh, I'm going to get the help, you know, and they get all emotional and they act like they really care. You'll see that coming from him. You'll then probably see that he may say, you know what, I was going to end it anyway. You're so difficult. You've been a nightmare. Good, good riddance. Go, go. And so they're kind of saying, trying to take the power back by making out they're the ones ending it with you because you're the crazy one. So yay. And that is confusing, but don't worry, it's part of it. The next thing they may do is they may then go back to the full-on sort of harassing you more by laying it on thicker, like, oh my God, how could you be ending it? We do have something great. Like, ooh. Again, they just start almost stalking you, harassing you, but that's just to keep you for their supply. They need that supply, right? And they don't like the power being taken away from them. So again, a very common thing. The next one we spoke about was they want to punish you. So he will do whatever he needs to do to punish you, to make your life difficult. No, he won't let you take the pet that you bought together. He won't let you take the furniture that you got together. He'll tell you how hopeless you were in the whole relationship and how he paid for everything and how you're not getting a damn thing or whatever it is, right? He will just do everything to try and shrink you small so he feels big. And no, it's just the cycle, trying to punish you. And then what you may find is, the next one we spoke about is, he will find someone else and replace you real quickly and start telling you how he's found somebody else. And that can really hurt you, but remind yourself that, thank goodness it's not me, good luck, yay. And sometimes when they do meet someone else, it's actually a freaking blessing because they leave you alone. So that's actually a good thing if that happens. And the next one, the last final point of today was just be prepared in your steps out, and you know you have a plan in action and you're aware of what can happen. Basically, from what we spoke about today, you're aware of this cycle, you're aware of what can happen, and keep moving forward, keep working on yourself. And the one thing I would add to all this is something that's really important is to have your own financial stability, to have your income, to have resources that you can access. It's very difficult, and it's something that I've noticed with a lot of narcissistic relationships, we become very codependent and we don't have our own financial independence. And that is why a lot of people stay stuck in these abusive relationships, because of this financial abuse in what is a lot of toxic narcissistic relationships, or the narcissist gifts really big to their abused victim partner. They give them the cars, they give them the great gifts. And then when that relationship, you want to walk out of that relationship, of course, they're taking the car back. They're taking everything back. They want to make everything. They want to make you so small and feel, you know, like they are the empowered one and they've got control still. And that can be very, like, it's a really scary feeling, right? Because you suddenly may start thinking you're going to be homeless, or how am I going to survive? How am I going to get anywhere? And again, this is why you got to prepare and know what you're doing so you're not in that position, okay? So look, my loves, I hope this episode was helpful. Gonna love you and leave you. Have an amazing day. If you wanna work with me, if you are ready, if you are just done, then head over to my Instagram. You can DM me there or go to my website and find me, Sally Kalen. And please share these podcasts if you find them helpful. And yes, let me help you on your journey. So no more toxic. Break the narcissistic chain today. You so deserve it. And grab your free guided meditation. It is on my Instagram bio. Come and join the community. Let us come together and help each other survive and thrive and become the best version of ourselves. Sending you lots of love. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Have an amazing day. Big loves, everyone.